Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. Hey, you guys were fantastic last week answering the call and coming up with your favorite songs that you truly hate. And I got enough of them that I thought this week I would share your picks and also play the ones that most of you hated the most. So that's what we're going to do this week on Hollywood and Levine. First of all, you all agreed on Honey, okay? Nobody wrote in defending Honey. There are people who wrote in defending various songs, you know, hey, I like Seasons in the Sun, you know, but nobody liked Honey. So here we go. I'm going to talk about some of these, and then I'm just going to play the five that you hated the most in order. So you can, you're forewarned, you know, you can turn it off if you want, but you won't. You won't. I know you're going to want to listen to every single one. Okay. Somebody suggested Artificial Flowers by Bobby Darin, which is another horrible death song about a little orphan girl making artificial flowers and winds up frozen to death. Yeah, that's a great one. And then The Night Chicago Died. And I was seriously thinking of putting this one in last week. This was from 1974 by a group called Paper Lace. And it's truly inane. And for whatever reason, it was a huge hit. It was like a huge number one hit, mostly with teenagers. And I wonder how many of you out there, okay, now you're well into middle age, but you were a teenager then, did you like, or even worse, did you buy The Night Chicago Died? Somebody suggested Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. And I don't know who did that one, but yeah, that's pretty terrible. Somebody said this, anything by ABBA. I was so sure when I escaped the 70s, early 80s, that I would never hear from those floppy-haired, jumpsuited, bleeding Muppets again. And yet, here they still are. Tie for the worst ABBA songs, Dancing Queen and Fernando. Now, whoever that person is, I suggest you don't go to see Mamma Mia. Hey, how about Barry Manilow, Copacabana? Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like that song, you know. But then there's also the dance disco version of it that just goes on and on as, you know, Barry doing disco. That doesn't work for me. Here's a song that a number of you do not like. Debbie Boone's Mortal Classic, You Light Up My Life. Which, when I was a disc jockey, I always used to say, here's You Light Up My Life by Joan of Arc. Ha ha. Hey, Paul McCartney, once he left the Beatles, made this list a number of times. One of them is Silly Love Songs. And I think part of the reason why people hate Silly Love Songs is it just goes on and on and on. It's like just so redundant and indulgent. So I could see where people might hate that one. Captain and Tennille are represented with muskrat love. Yeah, that's kind of a treacly, creepy song. And then there's Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Now, that was the song, as some of you know, that pretty much got me out of radio. Because I was a disc jockey, and at the time I was working at a San Diego station, KSEA, and I was doing 7 to midnight, and we had what was known as the power rotation, which meant the top 5 or 6 songs that the audience wanted to hear over and over again. And we would play 4 of those an hour. And so there were nights when Kung Fu Fighting would come up like 4 times in a 5-hour show. And it basically just scrambled my brain. And that's when I said, I got to get out of here. So thank you, Carl Douglas, for getting me into a career of television writing. Sister Christian by Night Ranger is one that somebody hated. Hey, somebody hated Mandy. I don't hate Mandy at all. Actually, that's kind of my favorite of the Barry Manilow songs. And then all the other Barry Manilow songs were just like Mandy. But, I had no problem with Mandy. I did have a problem with Gilbert O'Sullivan, pretty much anything that Gilbert O'Sullivan did. But you guys picked Alone Again Naturally. Yeah, a suicide song is pretty creepy. But it had a good beat and you could dance to it. Let's see. Oh, somebody said this isn't an actual song, but they said it's heard a lot on the radio, so it counts, sort of. And so I will mention it too, the Cars for Kids jingle. And I should tell you right now that when I am playing all the various songs that you hated later on in this podcast, I will spare you the Cars for Kids jingle. Because even though it is 30 seconds, it is absolutely nails on a blackboard. Afternoon Delight is one by the Starland Vocal Band that a lot of people don't like. I mean, here is what's supposed to be a very sexy, erotic song done by, you know, the Up With People group. That doesn't work. Hey, somebody said People by Barbra Streisand. No, that's a great song. What are you talking about? The Name Game by Shirley Ellis. Yeah, it's kind of a fun novelty song the first 2 or 3 times you hear it. When you get to time 4, it's pretty annoying. When you get to time 104, then you want to kill yourself. Here's a song that you rarely hear on the radio anymore. It's done by the Kingsmen, the same group that did Louie Louie. It's The Jolly Green Giant, Ho Ho Ho. Now, somebody didn't like Ebb Tide, the Righteous Brothers version of it, claiming that Phil Spector ruined it. He says, I can't understand a word because of the wall of sound. Yeah, that's pretty valid. Ballad of the Green Berets. Ugh. Ugh. What can I say? That was just a horrible song. That was Sergeant Barry Sadler. Somebody didn't like Sweet Soul Music by Arthur Conley. I love Sweet Soul Music by Arthur Conley. Vicky Carr joins the list with a song from 1967 that was number 1 in many markets, including Los Angeles, on KHJ Boss Radio, the hippest radio station in L.A. The number 1 song was It Must Be Him by the overwrought Vicky Carr. Okay, here's one that, again, I liked the first 2 or 3 times I heard it. Now I can't stand it and will go out of my way to switch to a different station. Those Were the Days by Mary Hopkins. Those Were the Days. And then there's Hair by the Cowsills. You know, the musical Hair, for the most part, does not hold up. I saw a production of it a few years ago, and man, does it look like a timepiece. And there were a couple of songs that went on and became very popular. And some of them were pretty stupid, too, like Good Morning Starshine. But Aquarius came from that musical, and Easy to Be Hard But for the most part, the songs in Hair are best forgotten, and certainly that version by the squeaky clean Cow Sills. Ooh, here's somebody who has a Beatles song they don't like. Hello, Goodbye. Well, okay, you know, even the Beatles can strike out once in a while. More of your least favorite songs coming up right after this word from our sponsor. Okay, this is one of my favorite sponsors because the offer is absolutely free. I'm talking about Honey. And, of course, faithful listeners to this podcast know that Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and it applies the best ones it finds to your cart. Supports over 30,000 stores online, tech, gaming products, popular fashions, just about everything you can find, you can save money on thanks to Honey. How does it work? Very simple. You are shopping online. You go to the checkout. The Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a couple of seconds. It does its thing, and then, wow, all of a sudden, your total goes down. It's pretty amazing. Again, it is free. I used it just last week and bought some more art supplies. Hey, I sold another cartoon to The New Yorker. Anyway, Honey has saved its 17 million members over $2 billion. You got to get in on this. If you don't already have Honey, I mean, you could straight up be missing out on free savings. $2 billion saved already. And again, as I said, it's literally free. It installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid, and more importantly, you'll be supporting this podcast. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Levine. Once again, that's joinhoney.com/Levine. Now, we've been talking about Honey as one of the worst songs ever made, but I want you to think of it as one of the best offers on the internet. Okay, now back to me. Thank you, Ed McMahon. And now continuing some of the worst songs ever, according to you. Here's one I certainly agree with. Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is? Which is really a depressing song. It was written by Lieber and Stoller, by the way. Freddie Fender, Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Can't disagree with that one. Berlin, Take My Breath Away. The Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out? Oh, God. If I hear that one more time, you know, during a basketball game, Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time. David Soul, Don't Give Up on Us. David Soul was one of the stars of Starsky and Hutch and did not have much of a singing career other than that song, which was a number one song. Somebody said, Any Justin Bieber song. Okay. Michael Bolton finally makes the list. I was surprised he didn't make it earlier. In particular, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You. Morris Albert's Feelings. Yeah, this was a song in the, I think, mid-70s that came out and was like a huge hit. And even at the time, everyone was saying, I hate this song. And apparently somebody said, and I don't know exactly how true this is, but somebody said they were down in Brazil and Morris Albert was their taxi driver. This was a few years ago. So I don't know. I've not heard much from Morris Albert other than Feelings. Pat Boone did a cover version of Tutti Frutti. That was pretty terrible. Not nearly as bad as the time when he tried to do like a heavy metal album. That's right, Pat Boone doing heavy metal. That was terrible. Paul Anka, from 1974. 1974 was truly the worst year ever for popular music. You're Having My Baby. Ugh. God. Again, since I was a disc jockey during that era, and since that was one of those power rotations, I must have played it 1,000 times. Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. Oh, God. this is a terrible song here. Wayne Newton, Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. So this couple is getting divorced, and the father is leaving, and this is the little child. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, come back. Don't walk so fast. You know, it's just, you know, not a dry seat in the house. Will Smith getting jiggy with it. I don't know if that's so bad, but, you know, I'm not a big Will Smith fan these days. Taco, Putting on the Ritz. Yeah, I don't particularly hate that song. And here's another song that I actually quite like. The Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. Talented guy, Rupert Holmes. Also a terrific writer, playwright, and had that big hit. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Yeah, that's a song you don't hear much about, but yeah, few people didn't like that one. Loving You by Minnie Riperton. Minnie Riperton hits this high note, this incredibly high note that garage doors go up all over your neighborhood. Yeah, it's not necessarily a bad song until she hits the high note. And it's like, yeah, okay, you can hit it. That's great. But it's annoying as hell. Dear Mr. Jesus by Power Source. I got a vote or two. Sometimes When We Touch, Dan Hill. We're not a very sentimental group, are we? Judging by some of these songs. Cherry Pie by Warrant. Leave Me Alone, Ruby Red Dress by Helen Reddy. And the song that I was surprised nobody mentioned by Helen Reddy was Angie Baby. That's pretty creepy. There's Got to Be a Morning After from the Poseidon Adventure by Maureen McGovern. Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. And when Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson got together, it's hard to believe that two such incredible talents could collaborate and come up with some terrible, terrible songs. The first one being Say, 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 The Girl Is Mine. And the other is Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory, which, you know, tries to bridge the gap of racism, just actually makes it worse. So McCartney and the King of Pop. Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie. You're the Inspiration by Chicago. And here's one, I guess there are a lot of people who find it annoying. I personally like this song. Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen. And then there's Beth by Kiss. This is when Kiss tried to do a ballad. Oh, you know, one of the band members' girl is home alone all night because he's got to play and he's got to be with his friends. And, oh, boy, it's just so overwrought and awful. Beth by Kiss. Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith. Once You Understand by Think. And Somebody Didn't Like On and On by Stephen Bishop. I had no problem with that song personally. Somebody wrote this. He said, I couldn't stand the Bee Gees in the 1960s. To me, they were like that Irish band Sam hired in the Bar Wars 7 episode, which my partner David Isaacs and I wrote. Their songs were all about death, death, death. My least favorite Bee Gees song was I Started a Joke. The last verse starts, I Finally Died, which cheered me up some. Okay, not a fan of the Bee Gees. Playground in My Mind by Clint Holmes, who just passed away a couple of, I think, weeks ago. Yeah, this is a pretty creepy song. You know, it's like a guy trying to relive his childhood, and there are kids singing these, like, little nursery rhymes, and it's just gooey and awful. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree by Dawn. Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr. Let's see. Somebody said, Everything by Bobby Goldsboro, except it's too late. All right. Finishing out here, Jack and Diane. That song, I think it was John Mellencamp who did that song. And We Built This City on Rock and Roll. So those were a list of the songs that you guys wrote in. Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. That's Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. And now I'm going to play in no particular order, but I'm just going to let them run all the way through some of your least favorite songs that you get to relive again. Enjoy.
Hollywood and Levine.
What we need to survive. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam,
do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land, and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above. Looks like muskrat love, nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese. Sam says to Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle.
Of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she called. My mama cried. I heard her pray the night
then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. The night Chicago died.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. As I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him.
Afternoon delight. Got some data waiting and I think I might like nibble in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing new is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight.
And none of these are still as bad as Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Okay, that'll do it for this edition of Hollywood and Levine. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, Howard Hoffman, John Wolfert, Bruce, and Jason Miller. I'm available via email, hollywoodlevine@outlook.com. That's hollywoodlevine@outlook.com. I'm on Twitter, @KenLevine. Also on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine. Thanks so much for listening. We will join you next week right here on...
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.